This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Over 50,000 unaccompanied minors from Central America have turned up in on the Texas southern border, and more are coming. It's overwhelming the Border Patrol and the federal government is scrambling to keep up with this humanitarian crisis. Texas Congressman Randy Weber, a Republican from Friendswood, has filed a bill that he says will stop it. He says stop U.S. foreign aid to Mexico and at the source Central American countries until they secure their borders. Congressman Randy Weber, welcome to The Source.
Well, thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
How does this work? What is your proposal?
Well, what my proposal does, David, is that it puts the pressure on Mexico, the four countries, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, to stem the tide. It doesn't matter whose figures you use. You hear the figures banded around, kids as young as 3 or 5 or 6 or 8, or heck, 10 or 12. Do we really believe that the thousands of children are moving up through these four countries, David? And it's got to be an orchestrated, coordinated effort. It's got to be noticed by the authorities. And I was interviewed by an earlier talk show host, and he said, do you think it's just that they're complacent, or do you think they're taking bribes, kickbacks? This is corruption. I said, well, does it matter? I mean, until they get on top of the and stem the tide coming north, because they've got to see what's going on, then we'll withhold foreign, my bill would withhold foreign aid until they make a concerted effort to stop what's happening and help us along the border.
So you suspect that these governments are playing a role in having these children come up to the border?
Well, they've got to be seeing it happen. I'm told, of course, this is my first term in Congress. I'm told by some of the more senior members here that Mexico has some of the toughest immigration laws, border control laws, if you will, around, and that, boy, they don't put up with anybody's guff. Witness the Marine. I mean, look at our own United States Marine who's languishing down in a jail because he crossed their border, according to them, inappropriately. And so I'm told that Mexico, if they wanted to, could stem this at their southern border. And, of course, that doesn't even take into account the other three countries, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala.
Now, I understand that Mexico has stepped up its deportations of people that they've caught illegally coming in through their southern border.
I had not heard that, and that I can't verify, so that I'm not sure of.
Well, that's being reported in the Spanish-language media.
Okay, well, of course, do we all, and, let me be politically incorrect here for a minute, David. Do we always believe the media? But I think what you're seeing is the number of kids coming across the border be picked up on our side, and there's actually a judge, I think it's Hainer, down in the valley. And I don't know if this was an opinion or if this was an op-ed he wrote. One of the judges in the Texas delegation brought it to my attention. He said that he said the federal government is basically aiding and abetting in human trafficking because the coyotes, those who get paid money to come across to bring somebody up here illegally, and again, it doesn't matter whose numbers you believe, whether it's $500 or $5,000, they're bringing people up. They're the drug smugglers, the drug runners, they're the human traffickers. They're bringing people into this country illegally, and the federal government is aiding and abetting them by saying, okay, well, let us pick these up and let us move them further inland. We're actually helping in the human trafficking of humans is what our federal government's doing.
Right. That was an opinion that he wrote in a federal case about immigration, and he was criticizing the catch-and-release policies of the U.S. Border Patrol.
I have that PDF my staff sent to me last week, but going back and forth to the district, or week before last, I just hadn't sat down to read it. But he makes a very valid point. When we're picking up illegals on this side of the border and transporting them, whether it's Arizona, New Mexico, whether it's – and there's some talk about them going even into my district in Texas, further up the into inland Texas, about 350, 400 miles, or whether they're, you've heard Virginia, you've heard some of the other places. I mean, we're actually, the federal government is literally helping with the smuggling of illegals.
So by cutting off foreign aid to these Central American countries, like Honduras, which is the second poorest country in the hemisphere after Haiti, has the highest murder rate of any country in the world. It's very high on the risk scale of the United Nations. Do you think that will just exacerbate the situation and drive more people to come to the United States?
Well, probably, and you can't blame them for that. But here's what I tell people, David. It is time for us to put America first. We're struggling over here with an economy that's not recovering. We've got more people on welfare than ever before. Joblessness recovery worst in, what, 70 or 80 years?
The unemployment is at 6.1%.
Well, that's what they're saying. The numbers are down, but that doesn't take into account for those who have just left the job market altogether. And so what you're seeing is kids over here that are looking for work and needing work. And not to mention the fact, you know, I was the vice chairman of the Borders Committee my second term in the Texas legislature. Steve McCraw, director of DPS, told me personally, that he said, Representative Weber, our DPS's job is to keep Texans safe, and our number one battlefield is the Texas-Mexico border. He said we've got 70 Eastern religious sects, S-E-C-T-S, coming across our border. We don't know who's coming into this country. He said, we've got to get it protected. And, of course, if you've been tracking the news this morning, we've got to get the border secure, he said. If you've been tracking the news in the last couple of days, now there are two confirmed cases of tuberculosis, and one or two of, was it either Asian flu or swine flu? I was driving in my car to the airport and caught the tail end of it.
So we have people coming into the United States all the time from all over the world who bring in tuberculosis and H1N1. That's not different.
They do, and hopefully they do it the legal way. So we say, okay.
Is that the issue? So how much money are we talking about? So, for example, how much foreign aid are you talking about here?
Mexico, right now, and let me hasten to add, David, that this bill doesn't cut off the money to combat the drug trade, the money to combat the human trafficking trade. My bill explicitly exempts those two areas, what's called International Narcotic Control Law Enforcement.
So we're talking program. $600-800 million?
Mexico's $206 million. El Salvador's $22.3 million.
Okay.
Guatemala's $65.2 million. And $41.9 million for Honduras. Now, these are the total foreign aids. This doesn't include excluding the drug enforcement money that we have to back those out. So all total foreign aid to those countries, what is that, quick math, $320 million.
Okay, so today President Barack Obama asked for, what was it, $3 billion to help stem the tide of the illegal immigration on the border, $3
billion? I had heard he was talking two-something. I haven't seen the
exact. It's gone up. And so what's cheaper, to try and help the people in their source countries to stabilize their economies and give them reason to stay in their own country? Or to try to draw the line at the border?
Well, I think we draw the line at the border. That's what my Texans and what my district wants. And those who have come here the correct way, that's what they want.
All right.
I think.
Gotcha. Randy Weber, Congressman Weber, thank you so much. Republican from Friendswood, also represents Galveston, Beaumont, the old Ron Paul district. Thank you so much for giving us an update on your proposal. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from San Antonio Congressman Joaquin Castro on the other side. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about Texas workers' compensation, what happens when you get hurt on the job. But right now, we're talking about the surge of children showing up on our southern border. We just heard from a Republican proposal saying to cut off the aid to Mexico and Central American countries until they secure their borders and stop encouraging people to come to the United States. Now, let's bring in San Antonio Congressman Joaquin Castro. Congressman Castro, welcome to The Source.
Thank you, David. How are you doing today?
Doing good. What is your take on Congressman Weber's idea?
Well, I got a chance to hear part of it. You know, Randy and I both served in the Texas legislature together, and now we're in Congress together. So I respect him a great bit, but I also profoundly disagree with his proposed solution. You know, the first thing is that foreign aid represents less than 1% of our annual budget. And also, if you look at what Congress has been doing with respect to Latin America over the last few years, Congress has pulled back support for development for international cooperation with Central America to the tune of somewhere between $400 and $500 million over the last few years. So to give you a sense of scale, annually Pakistan receives about $2 billion in foreign aid from the United States. All 20-plus countries in Latin America receive only about $1.5 billion. So you can tell that our investment and our attention to that part of the world really isn't what it should be.
Our phone lines are open. Callers, jump in here. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. What do you think we should be done about the crisis on the border? Is cutting off foreign aid to these countries a solution? You can also email us at thesource@tpr.org or write directly on our website at tpr.org. So, Congressman Castro, so do you say by – I know that you signed a letter that was written by Representative Jan Szczykowski of Illinois, a Democrat. It was critical of human rights abuses in Honduras. And they wanted John Kerry, Secretary of State, to do something about that. So what was that about?
Sure. No, I mean, you know, we know that Honduras has been a place where there's been an incredible amount of violence, one of the most violent countries in the world. That's also a place where a lot of these kids are fleeing. And so what we are asking for is that the State Department really attend to the human rights abuses and the challenges that the people of Honduras are facing. And I think until we're able to do that more successfully and commit to it more successfully, you're going to continue to see a stream of people trying to escape near death for many of them. You know, people ask the question, well, why would these parents send their kids unaccompanied with smugglers at a chance to come to the United States? A few things. First, thankfully, the United States is still seen as a beacon of safety and opportunity in the world. We are blessed that we have built up a nation that is seen that way throughout the world. But there is also a burden to that in that people want to come here. And, you know, but it also speaks to the fact that these folks are in abject desperation in the lives they're leading in their home countries.
Let's get callers on this conversation. Hugh has called in. Hugh, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Hugh. You're on the air.
Yeah. I think the president should call up some Texas National Guard units and use them for humanitarian work with the children, which they are trained to do, and free up the Border Patrol to do Border Patrol and enforcement that they are trained to do.
All right, Hugh, that's a great suggestion. Representative Castro, can you follow up on that?
Well, I would suspect that, you know, part of the conversation in this request for assistance from Congress is going to include how we use our different assets. You know, there is a general concern about militarizing the border, and most folks don't believe that we should do that. But, you know, Hugh speaks to the idea of using them for a different purpose, which is a humanitarian purpose. And that may be part of the conversation that's going to come up in Congress.
Right. In the package, the $3.7 billion package that President Obama asked for today, there is nothing in there about using a National Guard. In fact, that has some members of the Republican Party giving us a cold shoulder.
Sure. No, and there's absolutely difference of opinion on what the role should be. You know, I think that people should be placed in roles for which they are trained. That's one of the challenges with the DPS. You know, they're not trained to be used along the border in the way that the governor wants to use them. And I think even if you speak with members of DPS, they'll tell you that. And they have big responsibilities with respect to what they do on our state highways and everything else here in Texas. But that'll be part of the debate.
Back to the phones. Andrew has called in. Andrew, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Dave. Thank you for getting me on. I'm upset with everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm upset with everybody calling the influx of all these people coming through the border illegals. They may be crossing the border illegally, but these are still human beings, and the outright disdain that people of this country are showing for them is absolutely disgusting. We're all Christian. Most of us are Christian, and is this how we were supposed to treat other human beings?
Okay, Andrew, thank you for that call. Appreciate it. And so, Congressman Castro, a lot of people are saying that they shouldn't even be called immigrants at all, but refugees would be a better term for them because they are fleeing countries in Central America that are among the most violent or the most violent in the world.
Sure. No, and, this is a real, I think, moral dilemma for a lot of Texans and a lot of Americans. People realize, first of all, that these are human beings, that they're children, which makes it different from the ordinary situation where you have grown adults who are trying to come into the country. And I think people struggle to find a way to humanely treat kids and also be a nation that has laws about immigration and how people can come over. I have said publicly that I think they should be given a chance to argue for asylum. I think this is a real test in the 21st century for how the United States of America, whether it views the situation as a refugee situation and how it treats potential refugees and asylum seekers. Are we a nation that is still willing to categorize people that way who come into our country? So this is a real challenge all around.
And following up on Andrew's point, according to a poll released today by the Public Religion Research Institute and the Brookings Institute, only 19% of the public want to deport all illegal immigrants, while the vast majority in the new poll expressed support for some sort of legal status. And a majority also backs letting children who come to the United States illegally stay if they go to college or join the military. So there seems to be some support for
sure.
A more humanitarian approach to this issue.
No, absolutely. And I think, we saw ugly scenes in California last week, the buses being stopped by protesters who were very rabid in their remarks and their tone and in their behavior. Fortunately, we haven't seen that in Texas. But I read just yesterday about a militia group that's planning on going to Laredo, Texas.
Yeah, I've spoken to those people.
Right. You know, some very disturbing remarks about the leader who had been on YouTube telling folks that they should aim a gun at the head of these immigrants who are crossing the border and threaten their lives if they didn't cross back over. There's no place for that in Texas.
Okay, back to the phones.
We don't need that kind of vigilantism.
Bennett has called in. Bennett, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, I think there's two issues which have been overlooked. One is that there is the Organization for American States has an obligation to interfere in situations like this or assist. And I think the current administration has been negligent in not trying to mobilize the Organization for American States to act. Secondly, the United States has a NAFTA treaty with Mexico and Canada, and that treaty requires each of the signatories to honor the laws of the other signatories. And Mexico clearly has been complicit in providing the means and methods and allowing illegal immigrants to cross not only into their country, but to continue crossing into the United States. And that's a violation of the treaty, and I think something should be done about it. And something else which came from your conversation with the congressman is that if anyone tries, and that's my personal experience, if anyone tries to work in a country in Latin America without a work permit, they'll be slapped in jail, and there's no such thing as habeas corpus in Latin America. And so what we should have, if nothing else, is a little reciprocity. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bennett. Thanks for that call. So, Congressman Castro, I mean, I've seen looking at Spanish language media, definitely a crackdown in Mexico on their southern border. Mexico has requested assistance from the U.S. Border Patrol for training and for equipment in securing that border. They've also have been deporting people who have entered their country illegally. So we're seeing a change in Mexico currently underway about how they're going to protect their southern border.
Yeah, there's no question that Mexico needs to redouble its efforts on its own southern border, and we need to work better with Mexico. But again, I come back to where we've been directing our foreign aid resources lately. You know, about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, I was in a Foreign Affairs Committee hearing because I sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and I was stunned that from 1 year to the next, I think the State Department commitment, it may have been State Department and USAID or just State Department, I have to go back and check, but the amount went down something like $100 million or $120 million from year to year. So we're headed in the wrong direction, especially when you're facing this kind of situation.
Okay, let's get Mario on the air. Mario, welcome to The Source. You're on here.
No, thank you. Congressman Castro is absolutely right, and it worries me that Congressman Weber would make, you know, incendiary type legislation. Those countries down there, Guatemala, Honduras, and more so those two than Mexico, are not only involved in wars with the drug lords, but they're also involved in internal civil wars with guerrilla groups. And so Congressman Weber wants to create more failed states. I guess his suggestion of a bill that would limit or take away funding to those states would accomplish just that. It's ridiculous. I think he's just pandering to the Tea Party and the extremists.
Okay. Mario, thank you so much. Appreciate your call. So real quick reaction, Congressman Castro.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think there's a real danger to retrenchment, to pulling back more than we've pulled back, more than Congress has pulled back funding over the last few years. Like I said, you know, it's been somewhere between $400 and $500 million cut to Latin America over the last few years. And I think you're just going to create more problems and more desperation and more crime. Right. If you pull back further.
So trying to relieve many of the push factors that are in those countries by providing more foreign aid might be a solution, and we wouldn't have to spend billions of dollars on our southern border to try to deal with it when it's already too late.
Sure.
All right, Congressman Joaquin Castro, thank you for calling in. Earlier we heard from Congressman Weber talking about his proposal to cut off foreign aid to Central American countries and Mexico. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back after the NPR news.